We voted, right? Yeah, it's approved. Sweet. Okay, our next item of business is CUP 2021-000306, Unified Fire Department.
This is an application by the Unified Fire Department. The rep, the architect, Steve Simmons, is on the line tonight. This has come to you now. This is the second time it was rezoned by you just recently. They went from an R2 6.5 zone to the commercial C2 zone. They are replacing the existing fire station. This will be demoed, and a new one will be put in place. This is the elevation of the new fire station. With the rezone going to C2, as I spoke in that hearing, they had to put it into the commercial zoning for the setbacks. And we've been working with them to meet those setbacks, especially the landscaping setback. The landscaping ordinance does require that they have a 20-foot roadside landscaping and a 10-foot, and so therefore, I'm gonna go over here. On this west side, they're actually supposed to have a 20-foot because they're a 20-foot landscaping buffer, excuse me, because they're next to a residential use. This is gonna be reduced. Here you can see on the site plan, they're reducing that to 10 feet, but they're going to substantially upgrade the landscaping to secure that buffer. So that is one issue that we've been working with them. All the agency reviewers have come back with positive okay. We do the conceptual okay on conceptual plans, and everyone has given their conceptual okay on this. Staff is recommending approval with five conditions of approval. They're pretty standard. The only one that's a little bit different on most of our projects is number three. We are asking that they combine the two parcels. This lot, how the fire station sits on it right now, is actually two parcels. And the building code now does not like that. Building code calls for it to be on one parcel. So a building can't straddle two parcels. So this shouldn't affect the fire station, the UFD, and the applicant is willing to combine those. It's basically recording a legal description to combine the parcels. So that's fine. The condition on number four is what we've been working with them on, the landscaping buffer on that west side, to get it reduced to 10 feet and substantially upgrade the landscaping on that. So we will continue to work with them when they come in with their final landscaping plan. And then on five is pretty standard as well. Water and sewer availability letters are due to the health department. We haven't received those, so that's why we added it as a condition. But pretty easy.
For the health department or for Magna Water?
The water and sewer letters come from the water district, from Magna Water, but they're required by the health department.
Okay.
It's pretty standard. All right.
Any questions for staff?
Yes, I have a quick question. This is Sarah. Is the zone now C3 or C2? I thought it was C3ZC.
No, C2.
No, C2.
We just changed it to C2?
Yes.
I remember we did. Okay. So the agenda just had it in there wrong?
I'm sorry, say that again.
The agenda has it in the packet is wrong.
That is correct. It's C2, not C2ZC.
No, it's just okay. So my staff report should have the ZC on it, and it doesn't, but the agenda is correct. It does have a zoning condition, and that zoning condition was just on the height to not
that's
exceed
nice. Okay.
35 feet. So that was a good catch, and that's totally on me, on my staff report, but the agenda is correct. So we should.
All right. Excellent.
Thank you for that.
Okay, any questions for staff other than that?
No.
Mr. Simmons.
Yes, hello, Steve Simmons. My address is 703 East, 1700 South, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84105. So I'm happy to be here. Yes, we're currently working on the construction documents. We plan to be complete with our documents end of July. And you know, once with this approval today, if we get it, then we have the building comments from the agency review for this conditional use, which we have to complete prior to our submitting for our building permit. And then as was mentioned, we need also begin to work on a landscape buffer and we'll submit for approval. Anna, did I miss anything else? Is there anything else there?
No, I think that covers it. Any questions for the applicant? Thank you, Mr. Simmons.
Thank you.
At this time, I'll entertain a motion to open public comment.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Who seconded it?
Aaron.
Okay, it was Aaron. Excellent. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye. Dan, aye.
Todd, aye.
Aaron, aye.
Sarah, aye.
Jared, aye.
Excellent. Motion passes. Public comment is now open. Members of the public? Members of the public? Hearing no members of the public, I entertain a motion to close public comment.
So moved.
I have a motion.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor say aye. Dan, aye.
Todd, aye.
Aaron, aye.
Sarah, aye.
Devin, aye.
Jared, aye.
We have motion carries. Bring this back to the commissioners.
I would move to approve CUP 2021-306 with the five planning staff recommendations.
We have a motion.
There a second.
I have a second. All those in favor say aye. Dan, aye.
Todd, aye.
Jed, aye.
Devin, aye.
Sarah, aye.
Motion carries. Motion passes.